Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to dedicate this to all of the Creator's righteous children. I have some food in my bag for you. Not that edible food, that food you eat? No. I have some food for thought. Since knowledge is infinite, it has infinitely fell on me. So, it was a stormy night. You know the kind where the lightning strikes.
I'm going to gather my co-host in here. I'm Adisa and Taylor is out tonight. But really, we're going to sing, you know.
Is it time already?
Trey?
Uh-huh.
The music is stopped, honey.
What are you talking about?
Dear Lord.
Nilly Dream. Yeah, he's
my bad. I've been listening to Nilly Vanilla Jet.
Oh Lord.
Girl,
Jesus
you know
Christ.
Well, good evening. Hey everybody.
My number.
Hey. It's Friday.
Let me ask you. Okay, y'all stop. Stop with the singing. Got it. Right now.
Hi y'all.
Hey boo.
Hey boo.
How y'all doing?
All right, I'm glad everybody's here and we are in one piece and we are here to entertain people and give them some laughter into their lives after this long ass week we've had.
It was the shortest long week I've seen in my life.
Good. I'm glad to be in one piece, Jesus.
Ooh,
glad to be here amongst the people. So tonight let's go on and put the disclosure on out there. I've been drinking a little bit, just a little bit, because I've been on some Hennessy Black this week. That's what I've been this week on Hennessy Black. I don't know what's probably gonna come out my mouth, but y'all be all right now. All right, and so.
Yes,
because we talk junk, we, you know, we do all that good stuff. So just be prepared for anything that comes out of our mouth. And tonight is going to be really interesting because I opened up our inboxes. And so, if you have questions in your inbox, you know, or anything you want to discuss with you, have seen this week in a group or anything y'all want to talk about, we can talk about this tonight. But first, we're going to talk about the difference between being frugal and being a cheap ass.
Mm.
Okay. We're going to talk about it. We're gonna discuss it, and we're gonna talk about how it affects dating. So, Matifa, you're up first.
Okay.
Yep, you up first.
Okay, so let's talk about this frugal versus cheap ass situation. So, to me, a frugal person is a person who doesn't have a problem with spending money, but they spend it wisely and not recklessly. So they, those type of people have a little bit of nest egg set aside because they don't care about keeping up with the Joneses. They will be able to afford comfortably, should I say, comfortably afford the best of the best. However, because they know the value of having money, they'll be able to, like, put some stuff aside. So you're not going to see a frugal person really splurging much. You know what I'm saying? Here and there, they might, you know what I'm saying, if they really, really want something, they feel like they work hard for it, then they're going to get it. However, a cheap ass is just a motherfucker that's always trying to, like, cut corners. Like, instead of, like, how can I say this without
that nigga food? Always got to be free in the club. He always got to be free. Can't
right,
just pay
yeah, like,
$20. He always got to be free.
Or people like, I totally understand. Coupons are a great thing. But, I like coupons. You know what I'm saying? But you ain't always got to, like, use coupons. Like, always, you know how somebody that want a discount on top of a fucking discount? Like, seriously? You already got a discount. You just being cheap. Or they don't want to, or, like, a cheap person would do some, like, okay, well, they need something, or if they're in a relationship, say their mate wants something. You know what I mean? Instead of them trying to just go buy the thing that their mate wants because they say fucking cheap, they want to try to cut corners and buy some shit off the internet from China. You know what I'm saying? That's not real, or whatever the case may be, because they trying to be cheap and cut corners, buy a purse. Here you go, babe, you got a purse. You know what I'm saying? Okay, but the fees on the motherfucker is backwards. That's not, like, you being cheap. Like, go to the fucking outlet mall. You know what I'm saying? Go to the outlet mall. Get the shit on the sale. Go when they have an, because you know if this is what I like, then therefore, you know what I'm saying, you should be able to get those things for me. You know what I mean? I'm not asking you to go broke, but damn, don't be cheap as hell and go and buy me the knockoff imitation shit just because you want to say that you got it. Because when your motherfucking ass want me to buy you a pair of Jordans, you don't want me to buy you a pair of Jordans that cost $23 from motherfucking China. And you, soon as you walk outside in this hot-ass Arizona sun, the motherfucking soles is going to fall off. Like, let's just keep it real. So that's a cheap person. It's cheap. Like, or how somebody, like, ooh. Or you have a friend that's, like, always trying, like, or I hate people that just always trying to fucking get the hookup. Like, they think, oh, well, I'm going to go to a, say, for instance, like, go to a restaurant and be like, it's a black-owned restaurant. So they automatically think that they're entitled to a fucking discount because they're black. You cheap as hell. Pay the fucking cost to be the boss. Like, these people still got to pay their bill. So if they charging you X, Y, and Z for this food, then why the hell are you going to try to get them to give you $10 more off of the meal? Like, that's just being fucking cheap, especially when you got the money in your pocket and you're not hurting for it. And that's the definition. With cheap motherfuckers, they'll have the money in their pocket. They will have it in their pocket, be able to do something with it, and just be cheap as hell and don't want to spend it. And then, like, looking all crazy when you call them out on their shit. I'm telling you, I kid you not. There was a situation where I wanted some dishes, like these, you know how you go to, like, Target and they have, like, the dishes, like the sets, like the china, you know what I'm saying? But it's not, like,
they're really cute. They have really cute sets.
Yeah, it's really nice, you know what I'm saying? You don't pay a nice little pretty penny for it, but the stuff is nice and it's durable. So, because I told this motherfucker that I want those dishes. That's what I want. You know what I mean? Tell me why the fun. I got a surprise for you. Okay. What's the surprise? Some cheap ass china dishes with some motherfucking like metal that's supposed to be silver that was tarnishing around the sides. Talking about my friend was having a yard sale and I got this for you because I knew you wanted some china. Really? You cheap
dear Lord.
Like
I could only imagine what your face says.
Girl, I was like, I'm not eating off that shit. I'm like, I'm not doing that. Like, but I'm like, this shit is 1985 Dynasty fucking Dallas back in the day. You know what I'm saying? The damn old school nighttime soap operas, Dallas and Dynasty and all them. This is that kind of shit. Really?
Oh, my God.
That's how you going to do me?
I bet you know.
Why you got me like that?
All the way up when he came in the house.
I was so mad. And then this is the thing. The motherfucker had a nerve to have his shit wrapped up in fucking newspaper like it was a gift. I'm like, you're not. Look what I got you, babe. I just stood there. I was appalled. I was stunned. Like, I'm not a hard person to please. Damn, all I wanted was to step from Target. All I wanted was to set the Target with the little pretty little things on there and a nice little gold little thing around the room. That's all I wanted. How could I get that?
Oh, my God.
I had to get the yard sale kit. Like, you cheap as fuck, and you got the money in your pocket. You not broke. You got a little change. You know what I'm saying? You're just fucking being cheap because you don't have shit else to do with yourself. Now, what if I be cheap?
Oh,
what if
God.
I be cheap to your ass? What,
oh,
if, I, what if I buy you a shirt from Walmart? Let me walk in the house with a fucking polo shirt that's not a polo. That motherfucker say Olo. And the horse is upside down and some shit. You gonna flip the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he ain't riding no horse. He's riding a pony.
Girl, a pony that can't even go right. The pony's going back. It, like I said, there ain't no P. It's an O. It's O, though.
Oh, my God. I cannot just say.
Oh,
I told y'all to be ready for that shit they gonna say.
Listen, and then it's another thing, and let's talk about the cheap females out here. Now,
oh,
okay, I'm all for a bargain when it comes to weed, but if your motherfucking weed is anti, like it can't, like it tangles just by the wind blowing, and you walking around looking like you got a motherfucking bird's nest in the back of your head, like you being cheap because you cannot wear that shit for 6 months and it's cheap as fuck. You're just being cheap as hell. Spend that little extra money, save your little pennies, go get that bundle that costs $125, you know what I'm saying, and be able to put that shit on your head and rock it for your 6 months, and you can be able to press it out. Don't nobody want no weed that you go in the pool and the shit looks like steel wool when you come out. Like, that's just being cheap. Cheap ass.
So listen, right? Y'all remember we talked about the person with the female with the rough hand?
Y'all remember her, right?
Mm-hmm.
That weave, honey.
Oh, you told me about that.
Precious Lord, take her hand.
It was something
that weed was so mad. Oh my God! And you already know what cheap weed looks like. It's shiny. It looks plastic. It looks nasty. It's just and you can't put heat to it because it's gonna melt to your scalp.
It's gonna melt like a motherfucker.
That was a real sideball. As soon as you said cheap weed, that picture
Man, I'm telling you, this girl, and this girl, I can't deal with her. She's probably got all kind of meals on her scalp. Okay, we're gonna move on. And I get it. I get where you're coming from, Drake. What you think about these cheap ass people, honey? Man, listen. I can't say too much because I haven't got accused of being cheap, but
I wasn't cheap because it's what she asked for, and I guess she thought that I wasn't going to get it because she asked for it, and I guess she thought I was going to go out and just, like, really splurge and do all this
mm-hmm.
extra stuff, and I didn't do it. I mean, I did what you said. And, I mean, I'd have been on the side where I didn't got cheap gifts, but I didn't say nothing. I just accepted it. And then if it's clothing and I know it's cheap, I won't wear it. And then, like, if it's shoes and I know they're cheap, I won't wear it. I just be like, thank you. And I'm going to be mad as hell, but I ain't going to say a word because your day is coming. That's just me. But sometimes, though, man, you might as well go ahead and spend it. And I mean, now that you're saving for something major, but, I don't like cheap people. Gets under my skin real bad. Because I'll be sitting there and I'm like, why you just don't go ahead and just do this, you know what I'm saying, and do that, but instead you want to sit there and you want to chuck and jive and wait to see what's coming, and then you know ain't nothing better's coming, and then we got to sit there, and still you get nothing. And I'm like, we didn't sit here and wasted all that time. You could have just went on ahead and did what you had to do and just go ahead and just spend the money. I mean, you work hard. You might as well just go ahead and spend it.
True.
I guess very true. And I'm on that same line. If you got it, you can go ahead and spend it. It ain't like you taking it with you when you leave. Don't be so cheap to people. Like, don't be that cheap. Don't be that person. You sit there and you look at them like, so you came out to eat with us and all you're going to get is water? You should have stayed your ass at home. Like, that's me.
Water and the appetizer.
You didn't. You know, I mean, you're not even. And right, and wants to get an appetizer and a water. And I'm like, you're not going to eat them? But it's just too much sometimes. Like, don't be that cheap ass. Like, if I can pinpoint your cheapness, then we have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's okay. Like, I get what you're saying about coupons, and I'm a coupon person. I like coupons. You know, I feel like I shouldn't have to pay this full price for this meal, especially when I got a friend that will go out with me and I can get $10 off. I like those coupons.
Well, yeah.
I get them all the time. I like
But
them.
You don't just
you
be
know?
Like, that's not your holy grail. Like, you'll go and you'll spend, you know what I'm saying, a little change on a little meal. You know what I'm saying? You know how some people
right.
just have to have a coupon or they're not going out to eat? Like, I gotta have a coupon.
Right. Like, I don't mind all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can go out and eat and I not necessarily have a coupon, but if I have a coupon, I'm gonna use it. And, you know, the places I like to go, they kind of know what's my space and they don't mind handing us a coupon when we get ready to leave or something.
Right.
They don't mind doing it because they know they like to come in here, so it's all right. That's more of that frugal thing. That's more frugal. And for me, like, let's say we on a date. I don't mind if you pull out a coupon on a date. That means that you don't mind spending money, but you're going to want, like, to save your money a little bit too. And we might put
mm-hmm.
that money towards something else. Like, I like to travel. So, therefore, I could probably talk you into going somewhere. Because
right.
it ain't like you ain't got it, you know? But some people are just a cheap ass, and it annoys my spirit to the point of, like, saying, hey, dude, is there a reason why you so energy? Like, is there a reason? Like, is there a reason why you have to have a free ticket to something all the time? Like, and if you don't get in for free, you're not going.
And if you don't get it, just say you don't get it. It's okay.
Right. It's okay. You ain't got to go. Like, you may even look at it as like, you know what? If I tell my homeboy I ain't got it or my homegirl I ain't got it, they might just go on and pay my way. It don't matter. But you ain't got to get in free all the time. And you're not going to sit here and try to call everybody and like, hey, man, is it popping in there? Is it this, that, and the third? Why do you care? Because if you have to pay the $20 at the door, you're not coming in.
Or the people that go to the club, like, it's, you know, it's like, it's free
and
before,
see, the
like,
thing is
before 10.
It's free,
and
before,
the same
it's free
people.
Before 10, and you in the line at 9:30. If you don't get here, ain't nobody
and you
don't
have no reason to be.
They still at the house pre-gaming. Like, what are you doing?
And you know the club don't get popping until late. You know what I'm saying? You standing in line at 7:30.
In at 7:30, talking about the man. I'm the early bird special man. The promoter got here yet. What are you talking about?
The DJ still setting up.
DJ, wait a minute, girl. DJ ain't even got there yet.
Right.
Man, I remember. Oh my God, it happened to me and my homeboy. He was like, man, he was like, yo, let's go to the club, whatever. I'm like, why the fuck we going so early? Man, we get there, we damn near help the DJ unload this damn house. What the hell? I was mad as shit. Then by the time the party got jumping and shit, I'm damn near sweating, need a bath. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? I ain't been out with that motherfucker since then. That shit was embarrassing as hell.
I think we're just not
going
to do that. We're not going to do that. We're not. Like,
oh,
and then here's my thing. Okay, so here's the situation. So let's talk about these cheap-ass dates while we're talking about these cheap-ass people. So, scenario, you're on a date. Everything's going all right. He tells you you can order anything that you want. And this is actually from the Facebook page where somebody has commented and said this. I'm going to tell you what the scenario is, and y'all tell me how you will react. Okay, so he invited person out, asked if they wanted something, so they ordered a drink and an appetizer. That's two cheap things on the day. You might spend $12. Okay, when the bill came, he told the waitress he was only paying for the drink. And then he thought he was going to get some cookies. Okay, how would you respond to that?
I would probably cuss him out.
No, we
and tell him, don't ever fucking call me again. You are pissed.
Yeah,
like,
you
why would you even think that that's an even an option? Like, you invited me on a date. So it's the reasonable expectation that I have to think that if you're inviting me on a date, that means that you're paying for my meal, you're paying for my drinks. If you tell me to get what I want to get, then I'm going to get what I want to get. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then how dare you? How dare you have the audacity to even think that your raggedy ass is going to even get a little, you ain't getting nothing. You're not even, you're not getting a hug. You're not getting anything. Try this.
Damn,
I'll get an Uber home. You don't have to take me home. I'll get an Uber. Bye. Bye. I'll see you later. Goodbye. Find somebody else who like that shit. Like,
that's
she said
she's going to get an Uber.
I'm going to get an Uber. Call it. I'll be like, right on my app. What you doing? You ain't riding with me? Nope. I'm waiting on my car. It'll be here in 3 minutes. I'll holler.
Then you see why I say that you know, some days I have to drive myself. Like, I'm willing to drive myself. I'll see you there. I'll meet you. What's some stupid shit like that? For me, it happened to me before. Happened to me. So, this guy, and anybody who knows me knows that I love football, and they know that I am a diehard Panthers fan. I love my team.
Right.
This fool messaged me and said, hey, the Panthers are playing today. You want to go watch the game? Who am I to say no to go watch my Panthers and eat and drink and be merry? Who am I to say
right.
No? Yes. I was like, sure, you know, the game starts at what, 1, I'll meet you at Smokey Bone around 12:30-ish, right before the game starts, you know, so we watched the whole game at the Smokey Bone, but we're there for a few hours, and we're eating, and we're drinking, and we don't have an appetizer and whatnot, and so this fool And then the lady brings the bill, and he takes the bill at first, and he's like, well, all I got is $20. Girl? Sir.
Oh, hell no.
And you just said, you ordered the appetizer. You ordered them three beers and an entree. You ordered that. Me,
right.
I had a tea and a piece of your appetizer and my entree. I called that waitress back over there. I said, ma'am, excuse me, can you please split this up? This was before they had them little kiosk things at the
Yeah.
At the thing. I said, ma'am, can you please split this up? I said, this drink is mine and this entree is mine. He needs to pay the rest of that. That shit was still more than $20. Let me tell you something, sir. Don't you ever invite me to do shit else. Don't invite me to even help you get up out your bed if you're on your desk. Don't invite me to do that shit because I ain't going to do it.
Right.
So, therefore, never, ever, 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 ever have I ever gone on another date with him. First of all, you used my team. My team to try to trick me on
mm-hmm,
going
to
date.
Lure me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You lured me with watching my football. But then what you could have said was, before we sat down, we're going to split this up. Okay. I don't have a problem with that. Just let me know beforehand. Dude, I'm glad my mama taught me well enough to say you always have a little piece of money on yourself when people invite you to go somewhere.
That's right.
I paid my bill, and I was like, you know what, little nigga, you bet not ever call me again.
Boy, that shit was so funny.
That wasn't funny.
That's just past.
Yes, it was, because that shit happened, man. That's that day you talked my damn head off, and I was laughing like crazy. So funny. You were so mad.
I was part of that fish creek. You tell me? I said, what? No, you didn't. Trying to involve my team in
it.
The
brothers
ain't do nothing to you.
Because I had just got out of the hospital when that happened. I am mistaken. And I needed that damn man. That
I said, you did what? And then a few months later, come quietly jumping into my inbox talking about some, hey, how you doing? I'm fine. No, that right there.
Yeah, That happened to me too, man. Cause like I'm like, okay, me and you, we dating, and then every time I turn around, I gotta cop the bill, and then like them damn plates down there in Charlotte was piling the hell up. I'm like, yo, $60 here, $70 here, and this like for just your plate alone, and I was like, okay, so when we gonna start doing the 50-50 thing here? Just like we are dating. And we do go together, like, any day now, you can start catching this bill, especially since you make way more money than I do. Because, like, you was a lawyer. Like, seriously? And I got to pay every time?
All the time. I think that's just...
Yeah. And then they're going to hit me with that. Well, my mom and daddy raised me to be a princess, and they said that the man should buy... and treat the woman like every day, and I shouldn't have to spend my money. Oh, I don't care if your mom raised you to be a damn grill.
No,
lord.
She didn't.
You
better take your princess ass and be by your damn self.
For real. And that's exactly why it did not work. That's why I believe in the 50-50. You want to go out all the time, and if I got it, we going. But if I ain't got it, either you're going to be by yourself, or we ain't going nowhere. You would not have me out here washing dishes.
Right, and then that kind of kicked me out with the whole situation with dude. I was like, you still got to figure out what you're going to do with that $20 because this shit that you bought cost more than $20.
And then
by your ass
on me
in there washing dishes.
But he paid for it, right?
So I don't know how he, because I quickly left. I left his ass sitting there because then I found out that he had to take the bus to where we was. And I was like, are you fucking serious? Like, did you think I was going to drop you off or something? No, nigga, you can walk. Like, I can tell. Like, that's how pissed I was. Like, that's how pissed I was. Like, I was legit pissed.
I would have been ready to fight him.
I've never been that pissed on a...
That's tackiness on a whole nother level. Like,
I ain't know he was on the bus, yo.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was on the bus, and I just like, you know what? You know what? I don't. I will never. And this is why people think it's so hard to kind of date me. Like, I don't set any type of expectation. Like in the beginning, like we're going on just a regular ass date. If you ask me to go to a specific place and it's one of my places that I like, I probably have a coupon. I probably will bring it. That is all right. Okay? And it's okay for you to bring your coupon, too. And it's quite all right with me.
Mm-hmm.
But when you pull some dumb shit, let me tell your life. Let me read your whole entire life for what it's worth. I said, oh, my God. I said, never will I ever. No. And I'm even the type of person to have a gift card or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, all you had to tell me that you was a broke ass, cheap ass, and that you didn't intend on paying for my meal. Maybe your mama and your daddy didn't teach you right. Like, if you invite somebody to go somewhere, a lot of times you should foot the bill.
I just think that
maybe that's just
if people need to be honest. Like, don't try to pretend that you know what I'm saying? I respect the person who says, you know what I'm saying, look, this is my situation. I don't, you know, I want to take you out. I can't really afford to take you, like, where I want to take you, blah, blah, blah. I mean, just be honest, you know what I'm saying, because I respect the person's honesty. Like, you don't have to, you know what I'm saying, pretend or front. And, you know, and then you look like you a cheap ass and a broke, you know what I'm saying? You make yourself look worse. You know what I'm saying? Just be honest. If you only got $20 and you want to go out, then just say you only got $20 and you want to go out. And if it's my decision if I want to go out with you. You know what I'm saying? Because then I know if I order up a whole bunch of shit, then you only got $20 towards the bill. So if it's 50, I'm going to have to come out of my pocket for 30. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's just too much. Too much foolishness in the world.
Too much. And we shouldn't have to deal with it. Saying that dumb shit, that's against all dating rules. Maybe somebody should have a dating rule book and say, hey, this is some shit you just don't do. You just don't do it. This is your etiquette at home. Don't chew with your mouth wide the fuck open.
A dummy's guide to dating.
Anyway.
That's what we could call it.
Like, you just don't do that shit. Just don't. And so I asked some of the guys on our Facebook page if they consider themselves frugal or cheap. We got some frugal guys out there. It's all right. I mean, it's okay to be frugal. It is all right. I understand some things may have to come from a different place. You know? But just don't buy me no dumb shit. You know, there's some frugal guys out there. There's about three of them that posted on the page and said they were frugal. So we appreciate them for being frugal and not cheap asses.
Right, because they're going to be able to retire with a nest egg. They're not going to be the ones that's going to have to be living off of Social Security, not barely making their ends meet, because they're going to have a nice little fat-ass retirement portfolio. Because they just decided to be a little bit frugal and save a little more now, you know what I'm saying, and pass up on them new days and just get them a nice little pair of Air Max and keep it moving. Because they were just being frugal. And that's okay.
Well, it's all right. It's all right to do that. So, as we round up that 30 minutes, does anybody have anything in their inbox that they would like to share before I get into one of these situations that I have here?
See, I ain't been on Facebook, so my inbox is dry.
Ain't nobody hit me yet.
Baby, y'all leaving it to me? Oh, Jesus.
Well, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Here we go. So, okay, so I know y'all probably don't have y'all kids listening to this, but please tell them to turn the radio down. Turn your radio down. That was a conversation that we were kind of having with friends the other day. And just because this is of sexual content, so yeah. So listen, we had a conversation amongst friends, female friends, and the topic of men using extenders for their penis came up. People do this shit. Yeah, they do it. And the question is why didn't they think that women would know that it wasn't real? So yeah, that's the shit that we be talking about sometimes. And yeah, I'll just excuse some of the content that I get to read. Did you all know that people are out here in the world using men are out here extending their penises because they feel as if women are not satisfied with what they could have. Did y'all know people were doing this? Why y'all laughing like this was a real legit ass conversation?
I
like, what?
Medina, you okay?
What? What is your... I can't.
Yes, you can.
Extending?
Yes. You can purchase them through online. You can purchase the shit online. I'm not going to give you a website or nothing because I don't want nobody to ever try that shit on me. But, yeah.
What the... Is it a process? What?
I've been knowing about them for years because, I mean, like, I used to watch the little Real Sex joint. It used to come on HBO,
uh-huh.
And they used to talk about it all the time. And this dude, he was the king of porn at one time, right? And so he started...
Uh-huh.
He started doing the porn production instead of being in them. He started producing them.
Are you talking about that fat-ass white man?
No, not Ron Jeremy. I'm talking about
Seymour
Butt. The dude's name was
okay.
Seymour Butt. I'm not lying. His name is Seymour Butt.
No
lie. Anyway, he used to give away a lot of the tricks and the trades of the porn industry, the shit that they was doing. Like, they was using Viagra and then... They was using this extender. And everybody was like, what the hell is an extender? They was like, basically, it's like you put the damn thing on, but you slide it's like you put the dick in the middle of it, and then you put the rubber on, and it's supposed to make your shit bigger and this, that, and the third, and the women can't tell. And I was like, what kind of shit is that? Because, like, the way he was explaining it is like it's wrapped around. It's basically like you wearing two condoms or some shit. And like you can't get no kind of feel out of it whatsoever. Like the only part that's free is the top part of the damn thing. And I was like, wow. And that shit right there was like, that was like 92, 93, 94 or some shit. And then when she told me about it, I was like, damn, they still make them things? That's what I remember seeing the episode on Real Sex that was talking about that shit.
I never seen that episode, and I thought I had seen all of them. Apparently, I didn't.
No, I seen that episode because Seymour Butt got in a lot of trouble. He caught a lot of heat from that shit, man, because he was giving away all the secrets. Like, he was telling everything that they do.
Wow.
I'm going to need you to check the office inbox, and I just sent you a picture. So check the office inbox.
Okay, I'm checking right now. Oh my God, going to the office. I can't. What the fuck is that? Oh my goodness. Why not just have a
still stuff. I'm like, I'm speechless.
Like my thought process is like this. This is, it goes a little something like this. How do you feel that I'm not going to know that that's not real? Like, because I'm Lord, I don't think I'm putting my little piece of my little business out there, but I'm the type, like, well, if you my man, I'm going to put my mouth on it. So, therefore, I'm going to know that he ain't real. Like, what do you do? How do you explain? What is your life about? You know, it's,
wow.
I have no understanding of
like,
it.
When she told me about it, I was like, shut the fuck up. Uh-huh. You're using the damn thing. I was like, the only people use them was the people in the porn industry. And
well,
then she was like, no. And then I was like, wow. That's funny.
So, yeah, like real into that shit, like, yeah, that's happening. Yeah, they out here doing it. That's what they're doing out here.
Wow.
That's what they're doing out here in the world. And
wow.
I see that Taylor looked at it. I know she's probably like, what the hell are they talking about? And she's at work, so.
Oh my goodness, honey! I can't imagine. I would probably like, I have no words to say to even describe what I can't even get the word. I'm like baffled right now. Like why? Like yeah, like I can't see. That's all I can think of is nothing else. Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. That's what it was about. I said.
Wow.
Well, cause you know.
But you ain't telling the rest of it though about what the dude is doing.
I can't tell Eric. I can't tell all of it. Because it tells too much of my business. But the thing is this. Take people to doing this shit in real life. Yeah. I have nothing. Like, I feel like, why would you do that? What is your point in your purpose? What do you get from it? It's just like, I don't get it. I don't know about fix it, Jesus. Because that's how I was at first. When we first started talking about it in a group or whatnot, I was confused. I was very confused. I had never in my life had heard of no shit like this. I was confused. And y'all know one thing I don't like to be is wood. Confused. I don't do confusion.
Confused, exactly.
I don't like to be confused. I like to understand shit that's going on in my world. And we're standing together, and I was like, I don't understand this. I need pictures. I need stuff that proves that this shit is going down. This is what happened. And so people are now posting, you know, they're sending pictures to the messages, and I'm like, oh, shut the front door. Now I got a name to go with this dude. Like, are you serious? Like, I just, and y'all know I ain't got good sense that I gave a slap on any day. I was just like,
wow.
Oh, my goodness. In my goodness, why would you do? I was sitting there dazed and confused for just a moment. I think we talked about it for like 2-3 days.
What?
Now, you know, you got to have the same conversation for a few days. You got to, you know what?
Yeah.
We got to realize what's going on in this world.
Mm-hmm.
So listen, how would you respond to a guy saying, you know, doing something like this, how would you respond?
I just would be, first of all, I would just be completely, utterly, like, disgusted, because I'm thinking to myself, like, what would possess you to even think that is something that would be appealing to me? You know what I mean? I mean, maybe there's women out there who like shit like that, but I wouldn't be able to deal with the person. Like, I couldn't. No, I'd be like, no. Like, you, why? You know what I'm saying? Like, I guess I don't understand the logic behind it. Like, I try to understand the thought process behind why people would do certain things, you know what I'm saying, especially something like that to that degree. You know what I mean? So I would just be so completely, like, mind-boggled and just disgusted that I would just be like, ugh. You know what I mean? Like, if you got to do that, what does that really say about you? Got some fucking shit going on inside of you that you need to fix. Because you bring what you got to the table, you know what I'm saying? And just hoping, you know, if you know what you're doing, you do what you do. But don't.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, sometimes size doesn't matter. It's just as long as you know.
It's about knowing exactly. I mean, and the thing about it is, this is what men don't understand. They think that all women are just like head over heels. Oh, I got to have a big with it. I got to have somebody with a big out. You got to be this many inches, blah, 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 blah. Whatever the case may be, but the thing about it is that big is a good thing if you know what to do with it. You know what I'm saying? It's a big thing. If you know what I'm saying, like, if you don't know what to do with it, you have a potential, you know what I'm saying, to hurt somebody, you know what I'm saying? Because them things is like weapons, you know what I mean? And so they think that, oh, all I got to do is just ram it up. No, you can't do that. You know what I'm saying? So I guess that's where the thought process, I'm thinking that's probably where their thought process comes from. Excuse me, I'm stuttering over my words, but I've been drinking. But that's what you're thinking, you know what I'm saying? Girl, being light today. I just drank a little. Me and this Bud Light. That's why I need to stop with this Bud Light, girl, because I can't. I don't even drink beer, but today I just decided I'm. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it's like worse than regular alcohol. I fix my wine because this is crazy. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? They don't really know what to do. I would much rather somebody have something average or a little less than average and know what to do with it. You know what I'm saying? And just do the best that they can versus try to put this stuff out there. Like,
the you sound like somebody, mama, talk about them. Just do the best that you can, baby. Just go out there.
I'm serious. Like, I respect the effort. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really respect. Like, it may not be 100% the greatest ever, but I'll respect the effort that you put into it, you know what I'm saying? And I'll give you kudos for trying your very best. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to make you feel some kind of way and make you feel a little ashamed about yourself.
I can't. Not with this. I can't.
Just go out. You know what this is. I'm going to say it exactly how it sounded to me. Okay? Because you didn't say it this way, but how it sounded to me was... Okay, so you said,
you know what?
And you said this, you know what, baby? You know what? They talked about Jesus.
Jesus being clear.
It's okay. It's okay, honey.
Wait. You know what, baby? They talked about Jesus. And I want you to go out there and you be the best that you can.
You take that little pony and you run.
You give
that little pony all you got. You that little pony, you might not be genuine, but you make them that pony, honey. You make it work.
And wait a minute, and don't you come back here until you've done your best.
And I feel bad for being, like, I don't, oh, how can I say this, Lord? Help me. Let me stop talking about the words and stuff I should be talking about. But, like, let me give you a scenario. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I'm telling you this. Okay. So this guy, he had this thing where, you know, we was kind of kicking it for a minute or whatever. And he was like, he was one of those guys. He was like hell bent and determined that my head game is this, that, and the other, and I blah 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 blah. And you know what I'm saying? If somebody knows what they're doing, then you know what I'm saying, they know what they're doing. So, you know, all he keeps talking about is that. So I'm thinking to myself, we talking back and forth, and I'm saying little nasty stuff to him or whatever. And he goes, you got me feeling, you know, you got me all hard and blah, 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 blah. So he decides to send us an unsolicited picture. And I responded, wow.
Mad at me because I swear it was,
I didn't know what else to say. It was one of those things where I responded before I even thought about what I said, and I just said it. And so the thing about it was, he was on me hard, right? And he kept begging and begging, like, let me do this, let me do that. And I'm like, oh, what the hell, you know what I'm saying? All right, you want to eat me, because I'll let you do it. You know, okay. I kid you not. I tried to work with this bra, but that little thing that he had, it just wouldn't work. Like, and he kept saying, "Oh, I'm nervous. I'm just nervous. I can't keep." And I'm thinking, "No, you're not nervous. Damn it, you're just little, and it can't like." It didn't have
but
enough.
He gave it all he got.
No, and he tried, but it was, and I felt like it was the worst experience of my life. And I was like, I thought to myself, now I see why. That's his claim to fame. He want to eat. You know what I'm saying? That's his thing. Because he already know. I mean, I want to say, okay, like your thumb, like it's like a thumb. Like I kid you not, And I did not want to, like, hurt his feelings. So I just was like, okay, he was making, you know, he had done part A so well that I was like, oh, okay, well, maybe I can just kind of, like, I'm already there, so maybe I'll just get the rest of the way there. And it was like I heard up when he started trying to, like, when he started trying to pump, y'all. It was like a record that scratches, like it stops. Like, you know how it was, like, in my head, that's what happened. And I was just like, I had nothing else to say at that point. And he's like, I'm so sorry, you know. I'm like, oh, it's okay, it happens, you know. But I'm thinking to myself, no, you, at this point, you should just stop. You should just put that little thing away. You should not offer that up to nobody. You know what I'm saying? And he was divorced, and he had a wife, and he had his wife, and they had like two kids. And I found myself thinking, how the fuck did he get two kids out that little thing? Like, I just thought it wouldn't work right. I just thought it wouldn't work right. How did it work? Like, did it shrink? Like, did something happen? Like, what happened to it? Like, you're grown. You're, like, real grown. And then you're, like, you're done growing. So, like, what happened? Did you just, like, did you not go through puberty? Did you just like get stuck at like age 5? And nothing happened. And your brother. Like, I think an Asian had him beat.
Oh, my God, Jesus.
And it was just sad. And you know what? To this day, he's still like.
And you just gonna keep on doing it. These tears keep rolling down my face.
No, I gotta tell you, he still like text me and, hey, how you doing, little mama? How you doing, shawty? And I'm like,
you
I'm
right,
okay.
Daddy.
And I'm like, I'm okay. You know, I'm like, no, I'm not interested. Well, did I do something wrong? Yeah, it just didn't do it for me. And he got offended. Well, do you want me to lie to you? Like, I don't want to lie to you because I don't want you lying to me. I mean, I tried to give you the benefit of the doubt. I tried to, but it wouldn't work right. It just couldn't. It was like the little engine that couldn't. Not the little engine that could. It was chugging along and just couldn't chug no more. Like, what happened? How does that happen? I need some explanation as to how that happens to a grown-ass man. Like, what? How does a grown-ass man have a problem with you?
I don't know.
You know those little baby dolls that's like the I'm a real baby kind of like those little things, like the ones that, like them little baby dolls that look like life size and they have like the anatomically correct. I swear them little baby dolls, them little baby dolls, you know, probably had a little bit something more going. I have never seen anything like it in my life. It's an anomaly. Is it a birth defect?
Did this fool say is it birth control?
Basically.
I don't know, y'all.
I need
okay, that's
you,
my,
Dre, you gonna have to come over here and get me off the floor. And I'm about to hit it. I'm about to hit it, I'm about to get it on. Oh my God. That's Jesus Christ. I mean, I think every woman has probably had one in her life. Yeah.
No, I don't think anybody has had anything like that in my life. No. No. I don't think anybody has had anything like that. I just want to start crying thinking about it because it was scary.
I'm crying. I'm crying. I'm real life crying over here. I can't even stop the tears from running down my face because you're too much. Too much. Too much.
I tried. I mean, like the nurturing part of me wanted to like nurture him to, you know, but no.
So he probably needed one of them extenders. This brings us back around to the original situation.
He needed two. He didn't need one. He needed two.
That is stupid right there, man, because like it's just like I was saying, man, it's like only them thing you getting sensation out of is the head from what it looked like when they showed it on TV. It's like everything is covered up except your dickhead. That's stupid.
His pride wouldn't even be seen.
If that's the case, if you worried about size or whatever, he might have gone ahead and get this.
I don't think Viagra would have worked for him. I don't think anything.
Okay, so let me ask this. So where he lacked in I mean, did his mouth do something special?
Girl, that mouth was like magic. It took me to another planet.
Oh, then that's why he even just fell thrown out because he made sure you had.
No, he didn't because
mouth,
I thought.
Piece,
no.
Oh, damn.
No. That
I tried.
Listen, the mouth.
Right.
Listen. The mouth did magic, right? So me, after I had already seen that it was itty bitty. It was like it was a birth defect or something. Like it just stopped growing at some point. So
I said
to myself, okay, well, I'm already implanted. I'm already like on Mars somewhere. So maybe he'll take me to like Jupiter or Pluto or somewhere if I just let him continue. Because he was like, let me, you know, okay, cool. I'm telling you, it was like instantly. Everything was gone because it was so difficult for him to keep it. Oh my goodness! It just wouldn't do what it was supposed to do. It was like I didn't even know it was there, and it just left.
Oh my God!
It just left. it was like the life left out of me at that point. You know what I'm saying? It's like I was always, you know how you at that plateau and you about to just boom, you about to explode. I was right there. Right there. Like, ooh, yes. I'd be damned if it was just like, it was like a balloon was deflated. Like, just immediately. Yeah. Like, his mouth, I think if he just did his mouth thing, that mouth do great things, he needs to just stick to that mouth thing. Because I don't know any woman that can deal with that little thumb. Like,
oh my God.
And if you got, and then I'm a thicker chick. Because you already know, when we a little thicker, we got a little bit more, you know what I'm saying? There's a little bit more, so you got to work a little bit. You got to work a little bit because you look thicker. No, it was just over. I was, and I think that the disgust that was on my face, I felt kind of bad because he looked like he had low self-esteem at that point. I swear, his shirt was all hunched back, down, and his face just looked bad, and I felt bad for him, but I'm
you
sorry.
Broke that man's heart.
I didn't mean to, but he should have kept that little motherfucking
piece. Yes, you did.
Where it was.
You meant it. You meant it.
I did. That was bad. That was and this is the sad part about it. It was one of those times where it was in between me waiting for like the kids to come home. So it was like a quick, it was like hurry up and come through, you know. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that was like, it was like I was mad, I was angry, I was just mad. I had an attitude like a week after that because why? Poor little thing. A little engine that couldn't. Something's wrong. I have yet to. I'm telling you, an Asian, you know, Asians are typically the ones that have the smallest ones. The Asian probably made him. An Asian looked massive compared to him. I can't.
Oh, man.
Okay, I want to talk about. Don't want no short me.
I'm done for in the world. I'm done for it. And you know where it started, where I was done? I'll tell you where I was done at. I was done when you said, give it the best that you got. I was done.
I know, right? That was funny.
I was done there. And then you just had to just make me fall out in the floor and die because I was done
I'm
already.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh, y'all.
Okay, wait a minute.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me compose myself because, honey, like I said, as women, we've probably had some horrible stuff. And just like for men, they've probably had some horrible stuff too. Because sometimes, you know, yes, women have garbagey stuff. Some women do have it. They do. I'm not gonna
garbage,
sit here and say
not shave good. Scaving the dick when you're trying to suck it.
Ew.
Oh my God. That's fine. I mean, because if you talk about one, you have to talk about the other. You know what I'm saying? You can't just say, you know, we're sick of these toddler penis ass men, whatnot. But then you got like you can't be sick. You got to be sick of the tired ass pussy. These women, all this loose vagina, just out here
with no tread. That mug ain't got no tread on it.
You know, so you you have to be okay with, you know, conversing about both sides of the spectrum.
That's true. Right. Have you ever had one without no tread?
So what?
Right. You ever had one without no tread? No
traction.
Tread. Oh,
like
it,
you
golly.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see. The worst one I had, I don't know what the fuck was going on. Like her shit was so hairy. Like, it cut me through the fucking condom.
Ugh.
Like, yeah, because, like, hairy.
We're all adults. We should be shaving by now.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of women don't shave.
She needs some nails.
They love
their
damn
friend.
Hair. And that shit is irritating. Fuck. And then, I don't know who came up with the idea of sucking balls. That shit is uncomfortable. Some men like it, but a lot of men don't. That shit hurts. Nuts are sensitive. I'm just saying.
I don't understand how anybody would not want to, like, keep it cleaned up down there.
Yeah, I mean, hey, a lot of females don't shave that good down there. They leave it motherfucking nappy as the damn 1970s.
Why you got that nappy? What?
For real, man. Hey, I know a couple got the nappy snappy.
Why you got kookaburras down there?
For real.
Not kookaburras. I don't know. I came with you. Coils. Tangles and coils. They got kinky coily. That's going to reach out to us, y'all, right?
Oh,
and
real
okay, man.
And then you want to shove it in your face. Come on, eat my hoochie. No.
You need to go take it. First, you need to go shave that forest off before you do anything.
For real. Damn wild safari down there,
trying to
shove it
in
somebody.
Right.
Talking about eat this. No.
I think that's trifling because I think a woman, if you're going to put it up there on the platter, please make it presentable.
Thanks.
Please make
it's
it presentable.
It's all us being asked for.
But some women don't like to do that. Some women don't like to shave, and some men is just nasty, and they don't like women to shave. And why would you want to have a mouthful of hair? That's nasty. I mean, I think even men, when they, you know, they can't be out of control down there. You got to tame that wild jungle down there too. You know what I'm saying? Because if you want somebody to, if I can't find it in all that brush, I ain't got time for that. I mean, it's just.
And you know what? This one time at band camp, this guy willy nilly just sent me his teeter. Okay.
Uh huh.
Thank you for being so willy and nilly with your stuff, but I didn't ask for it. And then it had the nerve to have a tree and a bush. I said, and me being the ass that I am. I said, excuse me, do you not shave down there? Because
can you clean that area up?
I mean, because you've now presented this. This is not pretty.
Ew.
This is not cute. You are a fucking adult. Is there a reason why you don't shave
that
down
it looks
there?
Like.
And
it takes away from
well.
The presentation. Like, it looks ugly. Oh, I got time for that.
He said that he only shaved down there if a woman asked him to. Well, I may not be the woman that's in your life right now, but I'm asking you to shave that shit off. Because one, it makes your penis look small.
And it makes it look ugly. And it's ugly.
Two, you look like you got a 1972 afro that needs a kick with a dog on 50 in it. I need to get your life.
And it's all just suit too. There's like 30 miles down there.
Wow.
I said, and then has the nerve to say, well, I like when women give me him. Well, it won't be me. It definitely won't be me.
You gonna have
it won't be me.
You gonna have draw dick tomorrow.
It won't be me. You won't be doing anything around him. Matter of fact, I don't want to talk to you no more. I don't even want to talk to you no more. I don't even really like you.
I need you to leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Leave me alone. Just stop talking to me. Like, just stop talking to me. Like, I don't like you. I don't like your attitude. Like, it's just certain things about you I just don't like. And this is one of them. You don't shave your balls. I have problems. You know, now, I will say that I'm not going to say that. Never mind, I'm not going to tell my business. But I'm just saying, don't do that. And it's already, you know, you already got to go out here in the world and be the best that you can be.
She ain't getting away from that one, buddy.
With your Commodore's afro in addition to that shit. Hell no. You can't. It don't work.
You got to go out here and be the best that you can be. Yes, you can't go back home to your mama until you have been. Oh, fucker. So you be the best. You be the best damn penis you can be.
You can.
And if
yes,
you can't
you
be
can.
It,
yes, you can.
If you can achieve it,
you can believe it, you can achieve it. I'm telling you, I
oh,
just
shit.
Say you think you can. You think you can.
Oh, shit. I'm in real life tears again.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, my God.
Y'all should see these tears coming down my eyes.
Oh, my God. I think my head going to
oh, my God.
Down.
That's
what
it is.
I feel like I can't stop laughing.
That was that right now.
Be all that you can be.
Okay. So, is there anything else that you want to talk about? Because I'm not getting any more inboxes over here. And nobody's coming. No, my books.
I want to go on a serious note real quick, though, and send out some real life, like, condolences and love to these. These brothers have been killed by these police, and then these police have been killed by this dude. Like, oh my God, it just makes my heart hurt.
Hey,
so.
Speaking of that, you know the dude they were talking about in Dallas, right? The black guy that killed the cop.
Uh huh.
Did you know that he was? They got pictures of him, and he was talking to Professor Griff.
He was what?
I see, a lot of people don't even know who Professor Griff is. But Professor Griff was one of the members of Public Enemy.
Public Enemy, right.
Yeah, and he was the one that used to be in the background doing a little ad-lib or whatever, and the dude got pictures
right.
of him and Professor Griff. They was real good friends and this, that, and the third. And then they said that the dude was in the Army and they said he just snapped. They said he just lost.
He was,
it.
Yeah. He
yeah,
was.
And then
they said he had a good record, too.
Yeah, and the crazy part was my cousin was down there in Dallas, and they was doing the shoot. He wasn't right there near the dude, but he was
mm-hmm.
near that damn in that area because they were doing some kind of protest or whatever. And that's where they from. And when he posted it, I was like, damn. And then I went, then they put the dude's mugshot up and everything, and that's when you know the picture started floating around with him and Professor Girl. And then they trying to damn give Professor Girl some kind of backlash. Talking about they should have known he had something to do with it. Just under it's all.
Oh wow!
He ain't got nothing to do with it. I mean, I know he's a righteous brother, but he ain't got nothing to do with that. Though. That's crazy.
And my thing is, it's wrong regardless of who does it. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was wrong for the police to kill those two guys. You know what I'm saying? Period. Point blank.
Actually,
they
it
to
was
kill
four.
The people
it's
that.
Just four and all.
Well, yeah, four in a whole. Yeah, like so. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, nobody's life needs to be minimized, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, don't try to, it's just sad, you know what I'm saying? It's just sad all the way around.
That white girl, the white chick that made that meme that's floating around with the dude that got killed in the car, and he's leaning over to the side, and you see the blood on his shirt, and it says,
yeah.
The way people act when Kool-Aid is spilled on the white chick, she needs her ass beat. Because you knew better,
really
and that shit, you shouldn't have posted it. And they're going to have all them damn laughing my ass off and all this other bullshit. That could have been you or your brother or your baby daddy or whatever. And then you're going to poke fun of it like that, man. That shit is fucking crazy. She deserves to get her ass.
And I'm torn on both sides, you know, because as a black woman who absolutely loves black men, I hate that we are, you know, our men are under attack like that, you know. But then I got uncle that's a police officer too, you know what I'm saying? So it's like all cops ain't bad.
You're not
just like all black men ain't bad. You know what I mean?
Like, yes, and
you have to look at it as like
the lady that got laid, yeah, got suspended. That's bullshit.
But she said on her Facebook page that she didn't lose her job. So she came on her own Facebook page and said that she didn't lose her job. No, she didn't.
She didn't lose her
either.
Job, but she gets. Oh, because I know they said something about she might have got suspended. I was like, that's bullshit that she did.
Right.
No, she didn't. And this is where I don't want you to be torn, Medusa. You can still be pro-black and you can be pro-cop at the same time.
Right.
So don't feel like you're torn in between the two, because we know there are good cops out there. We know this because, I have several friends who are on the police force. And they're good cops.
Mm-hmm.
And they're black women. And they even tried to say for themselves that, you know, they were torn. But you can still love your brothers and love your coworkers at the same time. And they're not doing no
mm-hmm.
bullshit. So you can
right.
be both. You know, you don't necessarily
yeah.
have to be one or the other. You can be both
right.
at the same time and still love people. So don't feel like
right.
you are torn between the two. Because at the end of the day, that's still your cousin, that's still your uncle, that's still your brother, that's still
exactly.
your father,
absolutely.
That's still somebody that you love. And so you don't have to be torn. They already
yeah.
have two strikes against them. You know, they black and they a cop.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so it gets to the point where some people, and I'm not going to say all people, some people need to take a little thing to sit down and shut up sometimes. And I think for me, what has pissed me off about different things is that those who don't know how to shut up keep talking.
Right.
You know, and you know I've never really cared for certain, some people I really ain't never cared for. I just want you to just shut your mouth, just sit over there and just shut up. Because every time
mm-hmm.
you open your mouth, something stupid comes out of it.
Right.
So, and people want people to get over it quickly. There's
nobody
get over
is.
It because it keeps happening.
There's no way.
It keeps happening.
Keeps happening over and over
there's
again.
There's no way that
yep.
you can get over it until there's an answer and there's something that can be done that's going to fix it. Until it's fixed,
yeah.
we're not going to keep, at this point now, the Band-Aid is not going to help.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
A Band-Aid is not going to help at all until this is fixed. It's like they didn't even mm-hmm. allow one wound to heal before something else happened.
Yep, it's a continuum.
And
they do it all. It always happens like that, too, and it sucks. Like, I'm scared for, I'm just scared, you know, thankfully, my uncle's not, like, he's not on the beat anymore like that. You know what I'm saying? I think he's more, but, you know what I'm saying, still just the principle behind it. It's just, I have one that was killed, excuse me, one that was killed in the line of duty before I wasn't even born, but it was in the 70s. He was just serving a narcotics warrant, and a suspect shot through the door, you know what I'm saying, and killed him, you know. And so I know what my family, you know what I'm saying, but talking to my mom and talking to everybody, I know what my family went through, you know what I'm saying, when my uncle passed away, when he got killed in the line of duty. And he was a veteran and everything, you know what I'm saying. And he was a good cop, you know what I mean. And all he wanted to do was go from patrol to narc, and that's what he did. He had literally been on narcotics for 2 weeks, you know what I'm saying, when that happened. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, it's just sad, you know what I'm saying? It's sad. It's like I hurt for these families of these police officers, and then I hurt for my brothers, you know what I'm saying, and their families, because this is going on. Because as easy as it was just these guys, it could have been my cousin. It could have been, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, damn, when is it going to stop? You know what I'm saying? When enough is enough, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's going to continue to be outrage and outcry, because unfortunately the badass cops are not being held accountable for the shit that they do. It's a continuum. Like, and I just don't understand. I just don't stand, you know what I mean? And it just hurts me to my heart, because it's just like, this is just the reality of this world we live in. It's cruel. It's hate. It's mean. You know what I mean? People say mean-spirited things and don't even think about, you know what I'm saying, the backlash this gonna cause and how it's gonna hurt people's families. You know what I mean? And it was just it all day to work at work today, they were just talking about it, and it really pissed me off, because of course somebody of the Caucasian race decided they wanna say, well, I just don't understand why black people wanna march against why the fuck wouldn't we? You know what I'm saying? You can't compare the white people that get killed by police officers because it's, the numbers are ridiculously disproportionate. You know what I'm saying? Check the fucking justice file. Check and see what you see. You know what I'm saying? There, it's ridiculous. It's unheard of. You know what I mean? And, you know, they try to say something. I was not going to get into a debate with anybody about it because, you know what I'm saying, like I told them, unless you walk in our shoes, you will never understand the fear. The fear it feels when you have to get pulled over by, I'm a woman, you know what I'm saying, and I'm a black woman. Even though I have police in my family, I don't even know who I'm going to run up against. Is it going to be a rogue cop or is it going to be a good cop? It's just scary and it's sad, and I just ultimately, the only thing I want to do is just pray, you know, and, you know, I send, like I said, my deepest condolences to everybody that's been affected by the violence because it's just fucking ridiculous and it needs to stop, you know what I mean? And fighting against one another is not going to make anything change, you know what I'm saying? People need to be fucking held accountable for the stuff that they do. So that's my little emotional moment.
It's okay. That just shows that you have emotions and you're human and that's what you're supposed to do. So it is okay. It's quite all right. Because I know my friend has listened to me gripe and whatnot because, you know, I need to set eyes on my black men. I need to, mine personally, I need to set eyes on you. I need to see your face. I need to be able to pluck you in your side of your head, you know. I need to be able to laugh at you about something. So I get it, and I understand. And hopefully, you know, a conclusion is there, and we're able to get our peace of mind back. So we will not go into the weekend feeling this way.
No.
We're gonna enjoy our weekends and we're gonna have a good time. And yep. So that's why I am in life about this. You know, I don't have to go into a place, but I have to deal with people.
Yeah.
And my level of tolerance has been super thin this week. I even told best friends, I talked to one more entitled person who feels like you better and I deserve and no, what you should do is get your behind off my phone. But I'm not going to talk to you like this because, you know, that's why I'm like, you know what? You have a wonderful rest of your day if you feel like you need to talk to somebody else like this. But you have a good day.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't know what my state of mind may be, and so therefore you need to shut to the up.
Yeah.
So I understand. I'm glad that I don't have to go anywhere. I stopped doing people about Wednesday. I stopped dealing with people. And it's people in period. I didn't deal with ignorant people. I didn't deal with dumb people, ugly people. I didn't deal with people. But as we decided to get serious, then people wanted to answer the questions that's on my page.
Yeah, that's what people do.
Say about nothing. So as we transition back to the shenanigans, because we had to be figured out the situation, but we need to end it with some laughter so that we're not feeling all out of whack.
Sorry, I didn't mean to be a Debbie Downer.
Mr. Reginald Winchester, as we talked about the size matter, because all I said was the size matter. So this man has said, but I think size matter for a man to okay, wait a minute, let me read this. Let me make sure this is grammatically correct. But I think size matters for a man, especially if she's wide, so wide, like she's been with the horse. Then if that's the case, you shouldn't be dipped into a pool.
Right, what the fuck? Okay.
I guess, because you know, Some women like big things. They not only do they like big trucks, they like big things. Okay. They like big things.
Some big is just too big.
And they can take some big things. And so let's say you was just recently with you ain't got no boyfriend, but you keep a couple on the side. And let's say you've been with your long penile friend who likes to spread you out. And then come Wednesday, you're like, you know what? I need to see my little other boo thing, and he ain't as big or whatnot. So he might can tell the difference. Why you so, you know, why you so open today?
Yeah,
you know?
I just.
So that could be that type of situation right there, you know, and. That for me, I'm saying what you're saying. I'm saying just need to know how to get yourself back quick.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
You got to get it back together. You got to, you know, it's all right to go sit in a little piece of vinegar and a little piece of water.
Oh, not shrink, squash, squash.
Okay, go
shrink. What's the
nice thing?
Shrink that.
No, it's all right to create. Look, it's okay to create an illusion, obviously, for some people.
Well, maybe, hopefully he's just not a little engine that couldn't. So sometimes that's just the problem.
But,
my goodness.
Yeah. And then, as we were talking about the frugal and the cheapsters around here, another, I know this person may not be your favorite person in the whole wide world, but Ramon in the morning said, I'm bad with money. I have champagne taste with Cristal money. First of all, who still drinks Cristal? That's what I need to understand. Who still drinks that shit? Brian Staples says he's cheap and frugal. So you can be both. Some things you may be cheap when it comes to it. Like some things you might just be cheap.
Mm-hmm.
But then you may know how to save your money. Robert James says the day of or a week after payday. That's the difference. That's you just living paycheck to paycheck. You ain't saving nothing. So that's, you don't even fucking count.
Some people just have to live paycheck to paycheck, unfortunately.
Right, and I understand, but that's neither cheap nor frugal. You just have to, you pay.
Right,
I look at it like this, and this is why I tell people don't say that you're broke. If all of your bills are paid and up to date,
you ain't broke.
And you don't have any money left over, you're not broke. Your bills are paid. You're just wishing to have something else to spend on these extra things. But you're not broke. Your bills are paid. You're not sitting there saying, oh, well, my lights are going to get cut off. Or, you know, I didn't pay my cell phone bill. You didn't have to rob Peter to pay Paul. You know what I'm saying? Your bills are legit as paid. That's not a struggle. That's a struggle.
Yep. That's true. You're doing what you got to do.
You know? You just got to do what you got to do. You know, people don't say you're broke. Especially if your stuff is paid. Now, if your stuff ain't paid, then we need to figure out what's going on with your money. And we're going to figure it out, and we get your own, some old payment plans and whatnot. But.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. I'm just scrolling through my timeline, just seeing who else said anything about their life. But yeah, certain things. Who is? Yeah. You know what? I have nothing. I have nothing for these people. But I would like to say This was a good show tonight. I have been thoroughly entertained. My eyes hurt from laughing and my teeth hurt. But I would like to say this before we go. You should always give it your own.
Do the best that you can do.
Come on.
The best is
until you do.
Until you give it your all.
Okay, with this day. Oh my God. I wasn't ready. Trey, was you ready?
No.
I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready at all. So that's the word from the cousin of you. Give it your best. Always.
Always.
And you be all that
I
you can be.
I think I can. I think I can.
Oh, my God. She's just not going to stop. She's not going to stop.
I'm going to stop right now.
Well, thank you.
Oh, hey,
Before
we get off, I got to ask you, Jay, how you feeling about your girl losing all of them followers after what she said on Twitter and Instagram?
Oh, you talking about young man. You talking about young man? let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, and this is how I feel, because I'm a graduate of an HBCU. That bitch needs to lose everything because she doesn't understand. Well, I'm sorry, that young man doesn't understand.
Oh, because I ain't been on social media, you got to tell me.
Okay, so Wendy Williams was on her show the other day.
Oh,
right,
Lord.
There about HBCUs and the NAACP, saying why are there no historically black, no historically white colleges? Anything that's not a historically black college is a white college. So, guess what? Why do we need historically white colleges? Because they're all of them. And there's white people who helped start the NAACP. Like, she was legit ignorant. Like, so I feel that the bitch really needs a whole bunch of books thrown at her so that she can read them shit.
She needs
That was crazy what she said. And then Beyonce said something, and she lost 100,000 fans, too.
Oh, I don't know what Beyonce said.
She lost like 100,000 followers, and it there was like the fake beehive and this, that, and the third. It was crazy.
I don't know what that was about. I will have to do my research. I will not comment on that until I know what's going on.
Lord.
But
all right.
But I feel like young man needs to sit down and shut the hell up.
That's
and
crazy.
So I have zero fucks for her. I've been stopped watching her show. So yeah, because from what I understand, the show splits up your black viewers and your viewers. So please miss us with that, because a lot of your black viewers are products of HBCU, and I, for one, see them. So therefore, you can get all of my ample red ass.
I didn't like her from the get-go, because the way she came up and the way she blew up, I didn't like nothing about her. And then the way she did Method Man and all of that, I never liked
Wendy Williams. Yeah, so she might want to take a piece of humble pie and shut the fuck up.
Yeah, she's
she
a
needs
fraud.
To go fix them floppy ass. She needs to go fix some floppy ass titties. That's what she needs to do before she start opening her mouth about shit she don't know nothing about.
No,
she needs to do. I can't stand her man. Floppy built ass.
Young man.
She just looks so
young man,
awful.
Young man.
Have
young
have
man. Sit down,
little boy.
Well, on that note,
you be the best that you can be at all times.
No, give it your all.
We're gonna say goodnight. We will be back here next I believe next Friday. I think I'm in town. I haven't heard anything else from where I'm supposed to be going out of town. So I think I'll be in town next week.
All right.
At the same time, same place, doing different things, I guess. So, everyone, I want to talk to you and not about you come Monday morning. And be
good
night.
Good night.
Good night.